Sonoran Chamber Music, is that really your thing? Did you start this?
That's right.
Yeah.
I travel a lot because I'm a musician, so I travel and I play everywhere at all these festivals. And sometimes I play, of course, with wonderful people that are such a great experiences. And I'm just thinking, why not try to bring those people to Tempe and introduce them? And so that's what I have been doing. I started with that vision 7 years ago, and it started with house concerts. Just feeling out, I mean, the economy, as you know, 7 years ago was not really of the type that you would say, let's start something new that potentially costs some money. So I thought, let's wait. But then I met Paul Rosenthal, who is the artistic director of the Sitka Festival. Well, he started that about 40, 45 years ago or so. And this has been the Sitka Chamber Music Festival in Alaska, has been one of the great chamber music festivals. And he said, no, you should just start right now. Just the earlier, the better. And well, so I did. Small, and then it has been just building up and building up. We have gathered so much passion and dedication from a loyal audience, which has been wonderful.
The concert coming up on the 16th
mm-hmm.
involves a violinist that I admire very much. I've made no secret of the fact that I'm a big Martin Beaver fan.
Okay.
I'm assuming, because you play so much chamber music, I'm assuming you've worked with him before.
I know Martin from the time he was in Belgium. He was kind of a little bit of a kind of a prodigy, because he won a top prize, one of the top prizes at the Queen Elizabeth competition. The next day of the competition, then, you know, on the street and in the metro station, people will talk about, can you believe what tempo he took in the last movement? Oh, I think this one should win. And people really start being very, very enthusiastic and you know, obsessed with classical music. It's always televised and so on. Now, Martin Beaver was the favorite of the audience. And so this is truly where I heard her the first time. So then of course, since that time, he has come back to Belgium quite often. But then and then suddenly came the announcement that he would join the Tokyo Quartet, which was very exciting.
Have you played chamber music with Beaver, though?
Have not.
Okay.
I have not. So that will be
the
first.
That'll be fun, then.
Well, yeah, it will definitely be fun. Yeah, absolutely.
And a pianist that I'm not familiar with, it's Kevin Fitzgerald.
I didn't know at that point they are friends. And so Kevin Fitzgerald is a pianist I have played with about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Kind of a very personal story. A good friend of mine unfortunately had passed, and she had on her kind of wish for her funeral that I would perform the Rachmaninoff cello sonata with her teacher, or her old teacher, previous teacher, which was Kevin Fitzgerald at USC and University of Southern California. So that's how I met him. Of course, Martin Beaver has been a friend for a long time. And so I asked him, like, who do you think we should play with? And he said, well, do you know Kevin? And said, well, of course. So yeah, here
really?
We have it. So how wonderful.
So what are you playing?
We are playing an early Beethoven, Trio, Opus 11. Then Martin and Kevin will play the Grieg C minor sonata. And we will end with the great Dvorak Dumky Trio.
When the three of you all sit down and have wine, you say, you know, I've done the Dvorak 100 million times.
That's right.
I'd really like to try and do this time. Is that kind of what happens? Uh-huh. How do you want to play the Dvorak this time, guys?
Yeah, I think we communicate through the music most. So we don't really have to talk, to sit down and talk, like, what kind of metronome marking do you do here? That's, of course, not what chamber music is about.